Ground cover and anchors. What does the ground look like under all that snow? Is it smooth, shale, grass, boulders? And this is something we want to consider when we're heading out into the backcountry, especially when we start to talk about glide cracks, which is coming up later. Anchors. Anchors are objects in the terrain, such as trees, rocks, or shrubs, that help hold the snowpack in place. They can interrupt the fracture lines and sometimes reduce how far an avalanche travels. However, anchors are not a guarantee of safety, especially in deeper snowpacks or during large avalanches, when the snow can fail around or over them. Below are some examples of anchors. Trees. Trees can help support the snowpack by breaking up weak layers and acting as anchors on a slope. In general, the denser the trees, the more anchors there are and the better supported the snowpack tends to be. That said, trees are not always a safe place. If we're dealing with a well-preserved surface or problem, the trees can actually become a terrain trap where even a small avalanche could result in serious injury. It's also important to be cautious around isolated trees. A single tree or just a few trees on a slope can act as a weak point, where facets often form around the trunk. We want to get into the habit of avoiding long, lone trees on open slopes. Rocks. Rocks are similar to trees. If they are large enough to break up a weak layer and isolate it, then they can help us out. But if we only have one rock or they create a shallow rocky spot, then they turn into an easy trigger point.